Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with All People, including Muslims. I want to mention that difference in function does not indicate inferiority of nature. We need to help our Muslim friends understand this fact, because they are very confused about our faith in the triune God. Long before humans existed, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit chose the roles they would take in the plan for the salvation of the human race. The one who took the function of the source of all things is called the Father. The one who came to earth as our Savior is called the Son. And the one who indwells the believers is called the Holy Spirit. The Son and the Holy Spirit are subject to the Father. And of course, remember, we must share with our Muslim friends that in using words such as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, God is using human terms for our benefit. It is God, through His grace, accommodating Himself to human limitations and ignorance. Just as, for example, a human father must use simple language when trying to explain something very complex to a child. Because the truth is, there is no human language suitable to express the realities of the divine nature. The important point here is, Muslim teachers mistakenly assume that Jesus Christ can't be God because He lived on earth as a man. He ate, he went to bed, slept. The wrong assumption is because Jesus' function gave Him an inferior status to the Father's, therefore, He must have been inferior in nature. Wrong assumption. Why? Because we can't ignore the common sense truth. Nature and function are two different things. To illustrate, one spouse, wife, may be doing household duties, taking care of the children. However, this does not make her inferior to her husband. Of course not. I appreciate my wife more and I value her more and elevate her more when she helped me with house duties. Even though I sit in my office at home and I speak in churches, I write, I record the programs, I speak on the phone, but the wife is not inferior to her husband, who sits in an office, spending the day looking at papers and talking on the phone. Even though Jesus told us that He and the Father have the same nature, Jesus said that very clearly in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. He also said to His disciples, if you loved Me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Jesus is not saying through these words and speaking about His nature, but is rather speaking of His lowly position while living on earth. Jesus meant that the Father is greater in office and glory than Jesus was in His humiliated status on earth. God the Father never came into the world as man to be cruelly treated, but Jesus, while living on earth, was despised by many people. From this perspective, Jesus meant that God the Father is greater in his position. While on earth, Jesus' function was subordinate and submissive to the Father. Jesus came to accomplish God the Father's will. Jesus was telling his disciples to rejoice because he will be returning to the place he had with the Father before the world was. And you can read that in the words of Jesus according to his disciple John, chapter 17, verse 5. He would no longer be subjected to attack by the Jewish religious leaders. Instead, he would be at the right hand of the Father in heaven itself. The term greater speaks of the position of the Father in heaven over the position of the Son on earth. The Son would soon be leaving his humbled position and returning to his position of glory. I want to read to you the passage where Jesus said, I and the Father are one, in John chapter 10, verses 27 to 30. I think it's a beautiful passage. Jesus said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. My friend, when Jesus said, my sheep, he means my church, my people, those who follow me and believe in me. When you hear Jesus' words and believe them and follow Jesus' teachings, you will become one of his disciples, one of his sheep. Like a flock follows its shepherd to pastures and streams, only the sheep hears Jesus' voice with a spiritual hearing, because Jesus will live within you through his Spirit. When you follow Jesus' words recorded in the gospel, Jesus' Spirit will lead you to have abundant life. You will enjoy your life in spite of the problems, difficulties, challenges, and sometimes suffering that all of us experience. And Jesus did not mean by abundant life, you will become very healthy and wealthy and you will have no problem. No, but you will enjoy living your life every day because you will know that you enjoy God's presence and God is guiding you. And God is giving you meaningful life and God is using your life. My friend, Jesus ended this passage by saying, I and my Father are one, one in nature, in essence. My friend, Jesus Christ is both the Son of God and the Son of Man. When you yield yourself to Jesus' guidance, seek to be led by him, Jesus will give you power over sin, will defend you against the attack of Satan and his evil spiritual forces. Satan will attack your mind, body, and heart, seeking to destroy you. Jesus has come to save you from Satan because Jesus has the same divine power that God the Father has. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. My friend, if you decided to repent of your sins and to live according to God's will, you can say this prayer with me. God, I don't want to sin against you. God, I believe in Jesus. I believe that you came through the life of Jesus and you paid the penalty for my sins. And Jesus rose from the dead. God, I believe in Jesus that he is my only Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book and congratulate you. Rest of my audience, pray with me. God will use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, spend eternity with God.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. If you like to help our ministry share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate through our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY, at gladnewsministry.com.